Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little bit and we talk about what they're working on at school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Luis Antonio Helfer. Welcome, Luis.
Hi.
So you go to the U of A and stuff?
Yes, I do.
What's that like? Do you work in any labs?
Yes, I do. I currently work over at the Schwartz Lab over in the biochemistry department. We work with a specific group of proteins, and these specific proteins work with regulating how DNA gets turned into proteins.
Proteins telling DNA to make proteins.
Exactly.
The proteins multiply by telling DNA to make proteins?
Yeah, because like proteins do all of the work in your body.
But yet they're outsourcing the work of...
Exactly. Yeah.
Can we walk through it a little bit?
Yes. Basically, we work with a group of proteins that will shuttle RNA, which is how proteins are made. These specific proteins regulate when certain groups of other proteins are transcribed into RNA, which can then go to become proteins. So they kind of regulate other types of proteins.
Can we explain what the difference is between DNA and RNA?
So the main difference is DNA is kind of the permanent blueprint for your body. That's what stores all the information for any protein that will be created. RNA is just the temporary copy of that blueprint, which gets taken out of the nucleus, which is just the center of the cell, to get turned into a protein. So it's kind of like if you were to go into the kitchen and look into your recipe book, that's kind of like your DNA because that's permanent. And then you want to give a copy of it to your friend so that they can make food. And that's the RNA, which is just the temporary copy of it. So they tell the DNA to make RNA. It's kind of like the chicken versus the egg, like which one came first.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you doing this?
One is in charge of binding the DNA and the other one is in charge of starting those copies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a very good thing because when that happens, it'll start increasing the amount of RNA created.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it'll cause the cell to, these proteins that are made from that will cause the cell to rapidly divide.
Right. So it's almost tumors. As if you went to a copier and you wanted to make 10 copies, but you accidentally said 100.
Like you keep your finger on the on the power button is kind of what the DNA binding portion is. So it just keeps going.
And that's not good.
No, it's very not good.
And then that's where you get different weirdness happens, like sarcoma.
Mm-hmm. Which is just the tumor formation within the skeletal tissue.
You're watching all this because you want to see how we could maybe control how that happens?
Right now, not much is known about what happens, especially with EWS, under normal circumstances. So we're trying to study what happens under normal and then maybe mutate it afterwards.
So this is a classic scientific situation. You just basically are looking for answers in a world of question marks.
Exactly. We're just trying to see what happens.
Well, thank you for looking.
Of course.
The future thanks you for the work you're doing now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good work going on there at the U of A.
Yeah.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Well, I'm planning on going to medical school. Right now I'm studying for my MCAT, so we'll see how that goes first.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And what about music? You listen to music in the lab, outside of the lab?
I do. Right now I'm trying to only listen to Post Malone because I have his concert coming up.
Yeah, you got to study up for that.
Yeah, exactly. I also listen to a lot of classical music because growing up I was a trumpet player. So I like listening to classical music.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Of course.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.